Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, Army Wives, fall in. You've come to the right place. Army Wife Talk Radio is the leading and longest running podcast of its kind, providing the latest reports, stories, interviews, and more to encourage and empower you on your military spouse journey. For Army Wives, by Army Wives. Now, here are your hosts, the Army Wife Network core team.
Well, hello, Army families. Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network core team. I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
And I'm your co-host, Debbie Cunningham. Today is Monday, September 25th, 2017, and this is show number 624. We're glad you're here to hang out with us tonight.
Tonight on AWTR, Ashley Mateka and Elizabeth Boardman from the MILSPO Project will be joining us. The MILSPO Project is a global network of U.S. military spouses who believe entrepreneurship is a unique answer to the military spouse unemployment crisis in our country. Connect with the MILSPO Project by visiting their website at milspoproject.org. That's spelled M-I-L-S-P-O project.org. Or find them on social media by going to either Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all at MILSPO Project. Stay tuned. We've got a great show planned for you this evening.
And if you're listening to our show live, join our show discussion currently taking place over on Twitter. Comment on the show, ask questions of our guests, or just hang out and chat with the AWN core team. Head over to twitter.com/Army Wife Network. And be sure to use hashtag ArmyWife to participate. We are also adding all the links mentioned in the show in the comments section below this podcast on Blog Talk Radio for you to later reference.
Tonight's show is brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, MetLife. Military spouses do so much for their families. That's why they need life insurance. Enroll today. Learn more at militarybenefit.org or call 877-MBA-1020. That's 1-877-MBA-1020. Well, Debbie, it's so great to be hosting with you this evening. Let's catch up for a few minutes. What's been going on in your world?
Well, you know, I have my oldest son has been stationed overseas for about the last 2 years, and I finally got to see him physically this past Monday, and Monday night as he flew in to our area to do some training, and so that was really exciting for me. You know, I know the military life separates us and makes us go from our families and everything, but it's a whole different aspect when it's your child, and you don't get to see him for so long. So 2 years was a long time. And even though I didn't get to see him, you know, for a long time, it still was great because it's just something to see your child and hold on to him for a few minutes.
Oh, I bet. I bet. So how's he doing?
He's good. Like I said, he came in and it was just like 2 years hadn't even passed. And we got to see him for probably all of, you know, 12 hours before we had to go take him in to the post. And he's good. He came in exhausted because that was a long flight. But he was happy, and his siblings were great and excited to see him. We were able to surprise everyone because it was only my husband and myself who knew that he was coming in. And so we're all about trying to get a surprise in. And that's what we did. Everybody got surprised. It was awesome.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, how fun. Now, if you don't mind me asking, how many kids do you have? Are they all grown and have they left the nest or?
Well, he's the oldest, and he's, you know, definitely left the nest because he lives in Europe. The second child is my other son, and he's trying to leave the nest right now, figuring that part out. And then I have my youngest, and she's a junior in high school.
Oh, wow. How neat. Are they excited to see him?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was, they were so, they were just beaming. And then they're like, well, when do we get to see him again? Because we, you know, we barely got any time with him. So we'll see him again this Friday when I pick him up, probably about midday. And then we'll have him until the next, on Saturday until about midday, because his flight is the next day. So, you know, we'll have a nice big family dinner. Everybody will get to see him, my parents, my sister, and we'll just have a nice little family, a mini family reunion.
Oh, how fun. Well, it sounds like you're having more fun than I am. I'm still
so unhappy. Pat, what's going on for you? Still situating yourself in Hawaii?
Yeah, well, we've been here since July, but we just got our household goods. I think it's been August, but we're still trying to dig out from the pile of boxes. So, I don't know. I think I want to do what I did when we were in Texas and just throw everything out into the garage and just leave it packed, and we'll just take them from place to place and collect the stickers. And you know, reminds me, Pinterest. I am queen of Pinterest failures. And I had seen Pinterest where somebody had taken the stickers, you know, because they're usually, you know, different colors and stuff. And so they took the stickers off of their household goods, and they took an ornament and put the stickers on the ornament, a glass ball ornament. And then it just looked really cute. And I thought, oh, how neat. And it looks simple. I think I could probably do that. This is what I did the Christmas before last. So the kids and I happily went around to find every possible sticker, and we decided we weren't just going to make one. We were going to make a few of them. So we were going to make three. There should be enough for all, you know, me and both of my kids to make an ornament. So we collected the stickers, put them on the ornament, covered it, and they kept peeling off. And so, I mean, I even tried taking clear glue, you know, so dry clear and stuff. It just, I am the only person that could possibly just completely mess up every possible, even the easiest Pinterest project. So we still have one in our Christmas goods just because it's funny. It makes me smile when I pull it out, so.
Exactly. It's a good family story.
Oh, goodness. So that's
like
my,
that. That's
I'm
a
not,
good one.
I'm not being adventurous like that. So this year, the only thing I think I might do is just, I might actually take a tablecloth and cover a box and make that my end table. I don't know. No, I'm kidding. But I'm tired of unpacking. I'll put a bow on it, stick it in a closet, stick it in the garage, anything. I am sick of boxes. I don't want to see a box for a long time. So.
Isn't that crazy what we do when we have to go through all those moves? You just get sick of packing and unpacking.
And all you can do is just find humor in it. So anyway, well, let's move on, because this week I'm excited that we're introducing a new segment to the show that we're calling Field Problem of the Week. This week's field problem is a question from a new Army wife asking for advice on what is appropriate to wear to a military ball. And she's also asking how she can find a nice gown without breaking the bank. So, Debbie, what are some of your thoughts on that?
Well, it's you know, it's always exciting to have that opportunity to go to a military ball and get dressed up and, you know, sit there with your spouse and just and feel like a princess for the night when you're dressed up in your ball gown. But with that comes, you know, like she's asking the what to wear and figuring it all out. There's so many questions, and I know for me it was I definitely didn't want to break the bank. And when I used to go at Fort Sill, we used to have to go on a regular to the balls, and I found a thrift store, that a consignment store, that it was actually, I could get them for like $20. And so That was fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's always been my go-to as far as not breaking the bank, is to, you know, go to a consignment store or, you know, talk to your friends and see, because you just wear them for a couple hours and you can go get them dry cleaned or fixed, and it's a whole lot cheaper than having to buy $100, $200, $300 ball gown.
Right. We go to a ball most people don't go to a ball, but the closest would be like prom. But, you don't wear them all that often. And one thing I learned quickly is you don't want to wear the same thing if you're still at the same duty station. Or maybe that's just me.
Absolutely.
So no, you've got to find them somewhere
exactly.
Where you can. Yeah. One thing I learned is to watch sales. And even if I'm not in the market for a new dress, to kind of just watch the sales. I've gotten some really nice, I say some, a couple of really nice,
yeah,
but fairly cheap ball gowns, full length, through Dillard's. So just watching ones like that. They're usually off season, so the more summery gowns, you purchase in the winter or whatever. But when you're going to a military ball, you're not usually too worried about whether or not it's got long sleeves. You know, you just wrap a shawl
exactly.
around you. And so do you
exactly.
have any, do you have any thoughts on what do you wear to a ball gown or to a military ball? Like what kind of gown would be appropriate?
Yeah, I tend to go with the, I like the solid colors. It's just me. I think I had a white, I had a maroon, I had a red, I had a black. So the solid colors were a lot easier to dress up and find a little purse to go with or shoes. So you don't have to buy so many different things, and you can accessorize real easy. And just simple. I think simple is best. I'm old-fashioned and traditional. I like looking more elegant than flashy. So, I think I had a strapless, but I would put a little shawl with it. And it goes to whatever, that particular person, what they feel comfortable in. You have to feel comfortable. It's not fun sitting in that gown and you're sitting there for a couple hours and you're just tugging and pulling and lifting and you're just not having a good time.
Oh, that's so true. And I think it's okay to show our individuality. What I wear at my age is probably going to be a lot different from what someone in their 20s is going to wear. And then even you and I are fairly close in age. What I might wear is going to be different from what you might wear, because we both are, we know our body types and even what our husband's like. And probably my biggest piece of advice is to wear some, kind of see what the other wives are wearing, because I think from unit to unit, it may also play a role. If this is most of the time the military balls do call for a formal full length gown. But, maybe your husband's unit is particularly proud of, their artillery. And my husband was attached to an artillery unit for a while. And I think their color, if I remember right, it's been a while, was red. And so a lot of the wives would wear red or black or something like that, just out of pride for the unit. Or, it's kind of... try a lot of dresses on, see what looks good on you, what you like, being mindful of what may be appropriate. There are some army posts, military bases where they're more formal than others, so that can mm-hmm. play a role. I was at one where it really was very formal. But then I went to another at a different one, and it was a little bit more dressed down. So that can even play a role in it. But I would just say enjoy yourself, where, like what you said, what makes you feel comfortable. You know, you don't want to have to suck it in all night.
Exactly. And, you know, if you feel good in the dress and it makes you, it lifts your spirits and you, you know, it makes you happy, then that's the dress you need to go with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And no doubt, like we were talking about, ball gowns can be expensive. So, you know, look around, watch sales, even thrift stores, especially thrift stores on post. I've seen ball gowns at different ones. And also, if you're looking for a gown for an upcoming military ball, one option is Operation Deploy Your Dress. And we're dropping some links to a couple of articles about this organization in our Twitter feed and in the comments section below the podcast on Blog Talk Radio. Well, it's now time to move on to our hot topics this week on AWN. Debbie, tell us more.
Well, we are, this week, we're thrilled to announce our kickoff of fresh updates to our hit Post with the Most series. So beginning this month and running throughout the rest of this year and into 2018. But our excitement doesn't stop there. We're also adding brand new post reviews so that you're in the know when your next TCS moves around.
And on that note, we thought it would be fun to hear from some of our listeners about their favorite duty station and what makes it such a great place to live. This week, I spoke with my awesome neighbor, Kimberly Jones. So let's hear what she's got to say.
This is Crystal Niehoff, and I'm here with Kimberly Jones. We're chatting about Army posts and what makes one a great place to live. Kimberly, of the duty stations that you've been to, which one is your favorite and why?
Easily Schofield Barracks, which is where we are now. Took us 19 years to get here, so I'm definitely enjoying it here. And it's everything. It's the weather, the people, the culture, the beaches, everything.
Lots of activities.
Yeah.
And the people are really kind here,
lots
too. I mean,
them, yeah.
Aloha spirit.
Right.
So what makes an Army post a great way or a great place to live, in your opinion?
I think we can kind of make home anywhere. So it's nice that we have all these outside things that we can do. The hiking is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's got to be a little bit of everything here that makes it good. And you know, when he's happy at his job too, that helps.
That's true.
Yeah.
When the husband's not stressed,
right.
It makes it life
helps
easier at home.
Yeah.
Yes. What's your advice for someone in making the best of a post that they may not like?
So we have lots of experience with that. We've got 19 years of experience with that. It's the people. We make friends that become family. We were a corporal for 2 years. What got me through were my friends that I now talk to every single day. We've gone to Mexico with. They've come, you know, flown in wherever we are to visit, and that's what gets you through. So no matter, even if you're at Fort Polk, it's the people that you meet and the friends that you make that become family, that you have Thanksgiving with when you can't have your own family. And
That's true. And those are, yeah, friendships for a lifetime.
Yeah, forever.
So thank
yeah.
goodness for Facebook and
yes.
stuff so we can stay connected.
For sure.
So I've got to ask, what is your dream duty station?
That's hard after Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
I'd love to be in Europe. We'll see if that happens or not if we end it here. Italy would be nice. I think I'd love to go to Germany. Other than that, I would be happy with ending it with Hawaii.
Cool, yeah. It's hard to top that
it
one,
is.
Yeah. Well, Kimberly, it's been fun hearing about your experiences, and thank you for sharing your advice with us.
Thank you.
That was a great interview with Kimberly. So fun. And by the way, we are looking for listeners who would love to share with us about their Army post. Are you interested in being featured? Drop me an email at awtr@armywifenetwork.com and put post with the most in the subject line to be considered.
And last but not least, it's public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military family-related PSA? We ask for them at least 10 days in advance and require audio PSAs to be in MP3 format. Send your PSA to awtr@armywifenetwork.com.
Here in the United States, our freedom and safety are made possible through the service and sacrifice of our military, first responders, and their families. The Gary Sinise Foundation shows its gratitude through concerts and festivals at bases around the globe, community outreach programs across the country, and building brand new custom smart homes for our most severely wounded veterans. Find out how you can join the cause. Donate at GarySiniseFoundation.org.
Want to expand your military spouse information arsenal? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers military family news and resources, experience and expert blogs, active social media, and much, much more. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Life, our family, our soldier. News you can use. Now with our headlines, it's time for your Army Wife Talk Radio Live News 6 report.
Welcome back, listeners. We have our News 6 Charlotte on the line, bringing us your need-to-know news. Hey there, Charlotte. What have you got for us this week?
Hi, Crystal and Debbie. Tonight's news is regarding the breach of the Equifax Credit Bureau files.
So, Charlotte, I know that's a big deal going on right now with that. Can you tell us how this affects military families specifically?
Well, Debbie, according to the announcement made by Equifax on September 7th, criminals gained access to files from mid-May through July, the peak of the PCS season. Active duty service members may be more vulnerable. Rohit Chopra, a senior fellow at the Consumer Federation of America, wrote in a recent blog, "Since active duty service members frequently move due to PCS orders, this can make it even harder to quickly learn if they've had their identity stolen. This theft of personal information can create financial nightmares for service members and their families," he said. Chopra also wrote, "If thieves can open accounts without the service member's knowledge, this can lead to a credit report overflowing with unpaid debts, a sure way to get a security clearance revoked and short-circuit a military career if left unresolved. Just because you've received no notification that your data has been stolen doesn't mean you're in the clear. If you have a credit report, chances are good that your data was exposed," according to the Federal Trade Commission.
Oh, wow. Are there any details that we need to know about the breach? And is there a way that we can check to see if our information was stolen?
Yes, the information stolen includes names, social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, and in some cases, driver's license numbers. About 209,000 Americans had their credit card numbers stolen, and criminals hacked into certain financial dispute documents with personal identifying information for about 182,000 consumers. To find out if your information was stolen, log on to www.equifaxsecurity2017.com/potential-impact.
So, Charlotte, this is a pretty scary thing. Do you have any tips on how we can protect ourselves?
Chopra urges all military families to consider initiating an active duty alert or a security freeze with the major credit bureaus. The active duty alert is free. Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion each have a web page to request that alert. You can sign up with one of the agencies, and the law requires each company to notify the other credit reporting agency. Potential lenders will still be able to access your credit report. A security freeze isn't free, however, but fees are generally capped under state law. Chopra urges military families to consider the freeze. This locks down your credit report. Lenders, prospective landlords, and employers won't be able to access it. You'll have to place a freeze with each credit reporting agency, and you'll have to take steps to remove the freeze when you want to use your credit record. Some steps you can take, whether you've been affected by this breach or you're just worried about the next one, or you need to monitor your credit accounts. Don't wait for your monthly statements. Check online or by phone to see if there's any activity you don't recognize. Notify your financial institution immediately if you suspect fraud. Also, get notified. Ask your financial institution if there's an alert you can sign up for with them. Check your credit report. You can do this free at annualcreditreport.com. By law, you can get a free credit report every 12 months from each of the three credit reporting agencies, but you can space them out so you can check your credit every 4 months rather than all three once a year. And don't make it easy. Change your personal identification number on your debit card and other accounts. If you can't log in or access, call your financial institution immediately. Take care when you PCS. Contact your financial institutions and others you do business with if you still get paper statements, and give them your change of address. Forward your mail to the new address. If you don't have an address yet, try to set up a post office box or forward your mail to a trusted family member to keep unsolicited credit offers and other important mail out of the hands of thieves. Also, deploy smart. Make sure your spouse or partner you leave behind or someone else you trust is collecting your mail and taking care of your bills and other needs and keeping out a watchful eye.
Sorry, I was on mute. Charlotte, thanks so much for bringing us this important information on protecting our identity. Very important information to know. Hey, listeners, be sure to stay tuned. After this short break, we'll be talking with Ashley Mateka and Elizabeth Boardman from MILSPO Project, Military Spouses with Purpose. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Dollars to protect the country. Protecting your family starts at $250 a month. Find out about life insurance from Military Benefit Association. Learn more now.
The Breastfeeding Shop is an authorized TRICARE provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The Breastfeeding Shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible, and pride themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.thebreastfeedingshop.com or call toll-free 866-255-6779. Also visit the Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/thebreastfeedingshop.
Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Reach thousands of military families worldwide via Army Wife Network. ArmyWifeNetwork.com has a limited number of sponsorship opportunities available. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com/sponsorship or email us at info@ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
And I'm your co-host, Debbie Cunningham. Tonight we have with us Ashley Matichka and Elizabeth Boardman from the MILSPO Project. Elizabeth is an entrepreneur with a heart for empowering women. She graduated with a BA in journalism from the University of Montana in Missoula before meeting her husband and embarking on an amazing journey as a military spouse. Elizabeth decided to start her own business, Southern Slow Mo Party, an event service company, after several military moves and facing underemployment due to her mobile lifestyle. In 2014, she co-founded MILSPO Project, which provides resources and support to military spouse entrepreneurs through live events, leadership training, community meetups, and monthly resources and workbooks. When she's not working on MILSPO Project, reading business books, and celebrating, Elizabeth is traveling with her husband, enjoying precious time with her family and pup, Weedy.
From the start of Ashley's professional career,
She has held a variety of positions, from marketing and events to background investigations for national security and public trust positions. Some changes were due to frequent PCSs, while others were merely part of the traditional career track she was desperately chasing. The ambition was there, but a sense of purpose, fulfillment, and balance were absent. With passion and ambition as her driving force, Ashley took a leap of faith and started Wellvalence, a holistic wellness company in 2016. Around the same time, Ashley was introduced to Milfo Project and currently serves as the chief experience curator. For fun, Ashley enjoys all types of exercise, spending time with family, trying new foods, reading, and traveling. Welcome to the show, Elizabeth and Ashley.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Hello, thanks so much. We're excited to be here.
So glad to have you here. Elizabeth, would you tell us a bit about how Milfo Project started?
Oh my gosh, I would love to tell you the story. So in 2014, I ended up in Fayetteville, North Carolina with my husband, Jeff. We were there on temporary duty assignment. He was doing some training at the time, and it was our fourth military move. And with each move, I'd left behind a job that I really loved. I wasn't ready to have kids yet at the time, and I knew I wanted to, you know, pursue a career in some way, but I was frustrated because after each PCS, the job didn't come with me, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners can relate to that. So by the time we were in Fayetteville, North Carolina, I fell into this great group of women. They met on Monday nights, and we drank wine together, and we all talked about military life. We were from all different branches and walks of life, and they all happened to be small business owners. And really, that was just the spark for Milfo Project. It really got me fired up to bring all these military spouse business owners together. So they encouraged me to start my own business, which was Southern Slow-Mo Party. And in the process, we just realized, oh my gosh, Fayetteville and really all over is full of a ton of military spouse entrepreneurs by circumstance. So we had a crazy idea, me and a few girlfriends, of putting together an event. It was called Embark at the time. It was a military spouse business conference for military spouses interested in learning about, you know, a career or entrepreneurship or leadership. And we put it together in 6 weeks, which I don't recommend in the future because it was totally stressful. But we had 40 military spouses come out and learn about entrepreneurship that day. It was a one-day event. It was in the donated space of a local church. And people were so jazzed and pumped up, and they wanted to know where they could keep the conversation going. So at that time, we popped up a Facebook page, which is now our mastermind group online, and that's really how Milfo Project was born.
That's really exciting. I'm here in Fayetteville, so I know there's definitely a lot of spouses that are always trying to, you know, start a business or come up and do something. So, Ashley, assume that someone in the audience is interested in starting something. What barriers are they likely to face as a military spouse and, more importantly, as an entrepreneur?
Well, let's face it, 12.4% of military spouses are unemployed and 35 to 40% are actually underemployed. So entrepreneurship, it provides a unique opportunity for military spouses to kind of rise above these statistics. At its core, Milfo Project is basically a peer mentor network, and we're able to hold each other accountable and support each other. People come from every industry, and we are able to give and receive advice and work towards achieving success. Entrepreneurship is hard, no matter what life you live, but being a military spouse just amplifies that. So we're able to basically work through specific hurdles, like if you've just PCS'd to a new post, how can you set up your business on base? What is the protocol for that specific base? Or what are the best resources as a military spouse to find capital? So there's hurdles if you're just a civilian entrepreneur, but there's even more things to consider as a military spouse entrepreneur. And Milfo Project basically provides a network of folks that you can give and take from and help you build your business and the life you're actually dreaming of.
Wow. So y'all really cover a lot of topics, it sounds like, that is specific to military spouse entrepreneurs, and then the entrepreneur audience as in general. So, Elizabeth, who is your ideal member of MILSPO Project? Can any military spouse, or is it like one with a hobby, or specifically those interested in starting and running a business?
Yeah, so the main qualifier, of course, is being a military spouse. We love our veterans, but our nonprofit is Military Spouse Entrepreneurs and Leaders. So we like to say once a military spouse, always a military spouse, no matter what walk of life in, even if your service member is retired, we'd love to welcome you into our family. At our core of who our members are, they're really, you know, world changers. I would say they're personal growth junkies. They're leaders, they're professionals, and they're really in search of meaningful employment through entrepreneurship, and they want to know more about leadership and more about how they can give back to their community. There aren't any specific criteria as far as stage of business or what kind of business you have. We just ask that we, you know, you're a military spouse with an open heart and who has a love of learning. And, of course, our resources are going to be geared around entrepreneurship, so we'd hope you'd like to hear more about those.
So, Ashley, when Elizabeth just talked about the resources, what events and resources do y'all provide to those folks that are a part of MILSPO Project?
Sure. So MILSPO Project, on a monthly basis, provides exclusive content via workbooks. We also host a monthly mastermind session, and we do workshops that are led by experts in that field of discussion that we are talking about that month. We offer a book club based on a specific topic of the month. So we try to get everybody engaged on a monthly basis to basically provide professional and personal development. Honor Auction is our yearly live fundraising event. This helps us raise funds to support the programs that we offer our members. And we also host our live business conference, as Elizabeth mentioned previously. It's now actually known as MILSPO Project Conference and Retreat. And I'm so excited because it is next week. It is Thursday and Friday, October 5th and 6th. It's being held in Wilmington, North Carolina. Basically, MILSPOCon, as we lovingly refer to it, it's everything you're looking for in order to grow a successful and rewarding business. It's a great way to connect with like-minded military spouses in person, and it's just such a powerful event. I'm so excited.
Is this something that is it too late to sign up to take part in the conference, or is registration still open?
We have about a handful of tickets left, so if you are still interested in joining us, there's just a handful left, so please jump on our website. MILSPOproject.org is our website, and you can find it by clicking on the MILSPO Project, MILSPOCon link on there. But, yeah, there's only about a handful, so if you want to come, get on it.
Great to know. All right. Well, as you can tell, we're kind of jumping around going back and forth between Elizabeth and Ashley because we want to hear from both of you. Elizabeth, could you share about some of the unique businesses or recurring businesses that you see born from military spouses?
Yes, definitely. So I like to say, you know, MILSPO Project is mostly built up of lifestyle businesses. So these are mobile businesses you can run remotely. Of course, we do have our brick-and-mortar military spouse-owned businesses, but the majority of businesses we see, like I said, are mobile. I think Military Life has a great way of, you know, helping you get to the heart of who you really are. And with that gift, our members, you know, are starting businesses that are a unique combination of both their strengths and passions. So that would be the main trend. Like I mentioned before, we see all types of businesses.
So, Ashley, how do you connect military spouse entrepreneurs to each other and to all the resources that you all provide?
We're super mindful of connecting people in person and virtually. Our mastermind sessions are held virtually once a month. Our workshops are held virtually once a month. Our book club meeting is also virtual once a month. Our members connect on a daily basis in our member-only Facebook group. And then we really encourage Millspoke Project members to connect in person for anything from an informal coffee date with another member to a more formal Millspoke Project meetup. We want to make sure that our members, no matter their geographic location, are plugged in and really connected to the Millspoke Project resources and tribe.
Oh, this sounds like such a great resource. It is time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, let's dive a bit deeper into how the Millspoke Project is not just a membership organization. And listeners, don't forget, if you're listening live to our show right now, the AWN Core team is hanging out in Twitter chat. So join in the conversation. You can ask questions of our guests by going to twitter.com/ArmyWife Network. Use hashtag ArmyWife to participate. And you can also find links to everything we've talked about on the show tonight in the comment section below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Operation In Touch offers special savings, coupons, and editorial content tailored to the lives of our active military families, providing useful beauty tips and recipes, as well as news and ongoing promotions. Operation In Touch is sponsored by Unilever and its brands, serving as a resource for American military families who serve this nation each and every day. As a member of Operation In Touch, you'll receive exclusive offers and savings on Unilever products you know and love. Registration is easy and free. Simply visit OperationIntouch.com to sign up today. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Avoiding work-at-home and home-based business scams. This is a Money Minute from In Charge Education Foundation and MilitaryMoney.com. Make tons of easy money from the comfort of your own home. It's a claim that's hard to resist. If you come across an opportunity that promises big return for little work, it's probably some sort of scam. Home-based businesses, like any other businesses, require hard work and dedication to make profits. If there is a fee involved before you can work, you should probably avoid it. A popular example involves a company asking you to pay them money for training materials that teach you the secret to making money. Once your money is received, a single email with an electronic document attached can be sent to legally fulfill their promise. Oftentimes, this document will teach you how to resell the documents to others. Above all, use common sense and do your research. As always, too good to be true situations often are exactly that. This Money Minute is made possible by InCharge Debt Solutions. Visit us online at www.incharge.org.
Missed an episode? Or would simply like to indulge in more of Army Wife Talk Radio? Head over to ArmyWifeNetwork.com for the full archive, or simply download all the previous episodes via iTunes or the podcatcher of your choice. It's your dose of interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Ashley Mateka and Elizabeth Boardman from Millspoke Project. Before we went to break, Ashley was sharing with us how you connect military spouse entrepreneurs to each other and to your resources. Elizabeth, let's dive a bit deeper into how you're not just a membership organization.
Yes, definitely. So I like to say Millspoke Project is full of advocates. And so if you're thinking about becoming a member of Millspoke Project, know you are among a group of women who really advocate for meaningful employment for military spouses. We have a great circle of advocacy that we've created, and it's a four-part circle of advocacy, which all of our members really go through if you become a Millspoke Project member, and that's engage, educate, inspire to action, and that last piece is advocate. So I would say, you know, we are not just an organization where you're receiving resources. We love our members to, you know, take a deep dive, get involved, and advocate on behalf of military spouse employment issues.
And this question could be for either Ashley or Elizabeth. We have a question from one of our listeners. They're curious about the mastermind group. Could you explain kind of what someone could expect from that?
Yeah, this is Elizabeth. I'm happy to explain that. So the mastermind group is a member group on Facebook, like Ashley mentioned. It is member only, so you do have to be a part of Multiple Project to join. In the group, you can find daily prompts, or excuse me, weekly prompts, where we discuss different, issues that military spouses are facing, or we do inspirational prompts to get conversation going. When people become a member, they post a live video in the group, so we get to know folks from all over the country who have PCS all over the world. We also have our workbooks and workshop information that lives in there. You can sign up for book club. So it's really an interactive kind of Facebook group, but it is a niche group, members only. And the reason we do that is just so conversation is relevant to entrepreneurship and what our members are learning about that month.
And if you don't mind, I'd like to piggyback on that. The mastermind session that we host monthly is basically an opportunity for our members to connect with other members from all over the globe. We discuss the workbooks in this session, so each workbook has a specific topic of the month. This month is specific to creativity. So last week we had our mastermind sessions via Zoom. So we all jumped on at different times based on time zones, and we were able to kind of discuss this topic, what it means to us, how we're trying to improve, and then we go through goal setting and accountability. Really, in order to move forward in your business, you have to set goals, you have to make those action steps, and you need somebody to really be there to hold you accountable to move forward.
So, Ashley, what are next steps for the MILSPO project?
So 2018 is going to be a huge year for MILSPO project. We're working on my CAA-eligible course for leadership and entrepreneurship, which will launch next year. We are going to be expanding our resources to YouTube. It's going to be a really big year for membership and spreading awareness about unemployment and underemployment issues. As Elizabeth mentioned, we have that circle of advocacy. And we're currently recruiting not just members specifically, but also MILSPO Project ambassadors to really help us share the mission of MILSPO Project and the story of military spouses in their respective communities.
Okay, we have another question from one of our listeners who's wanting to know, what cities are you most active in?
Do you want to jump on that one, Ashley?
Sure.
I feel like you live in that space.
Of course. So I would say that the cities that come to mind that have a large military population are definitely the cities we're most active in. We have a lot of activity in Virginia, Virginia Beach, Norfolk, those kinds of areas. We do have a really active group in Hawaii. Woohoo! Yay for Hawaii!
Yeah.
Whenever that comes to mind, we typically have the most activity in those locations. However, we have also had members join in smaller military locations that are just as active. It's just that it's a smaller group of people. So in the Virginias and the Hawaiis, you may have 10, 20-plus people in that area. But even in some smaller locations, you'll have two or three people that are meeting consistently and really finding value in these relationships.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for answering that. We seem to be having several coming in now. Another quick one. Small print. What are some of the most common businesses that MILSPO Project members are interested in? Does there seem to be a common thread?
Yeah, I kind of mentioned, mobile businesses before, but we do see a lot of military spouses that are in the creative space. So we have a lot of designers and entrepreneurs. We have a lot of marketers. Think anything that you can kind of do from your home computer. Military spouses get pretty creative at that. So I will say if you become a MILSPO Project member, you're probably covered from logo design to headshots to website creation to a full marketing funnel. We have quite a few military spouses that do that. But, we have product-based military spouse business owners as well. We have quite a few our Riveter ladies that are a part of MILSPO Project. Cameron Cruz is one of our ambassadors and chapter leaders. She helped co-found our riveter, and we have, you know, people who make jewelry. We have Julie Benson with, she makes quilts. So we have quite, I mean, it's just a broad spectrum. We have a really kind of beautiful array of military spouse-owned businesses. Military spouses know how to be creative, that's for sure.
Oh, wow. There's quite a variety there. Okay, that is good to know. And then somebody was asking, you had mentioned some of the events earlier. If you could just touch on that again, perhaps they missed it. What are some of the other events you have aside from the Millspo Con?
You can go ahead. You can go ahead.
Add on if I miss anything, Ashley. So in addition to Millspo Con, we did start our first Millspo Project Live last year, or the beginning of this year. It feels like a year ago. and we'll continue that into 2018 as well. And that's community-based. So it's kind of like, imagine our two-day Millspo Con shrunk into kind of a half-day event, still as inspiration-packed, but more localized. So we kind of come to you. We also do have our virtual meetups, like Ashley said. In addition to that, we do have Honor Auction, which is our annual fundraising event that happens on Military Spouse Appreciation Day each year. We do bluegrass and barbecue and beer, and we dance the night away, and we auction off military spouse-made products and services.
And I do want to jump on that one, if it's okay. So our Millspo Project Ambassadors are basically also ones that facilitate in-person meetups in their local communities. And these can be anything that is basically sanctioned, if you will, or formal to a Millspo Project to our members. So whether that's getting together and going through the workbook in person, or if they just want to powwow and brainstorm together, ambassadors have the opportunity to host those type of events in their communities. But then we really just encourage people, if there's two members that happen to live in Timbuktu together, we encourage them to get together and meet for coffee or whatever it may be. So it doesn't need to be a specific Millspo Project formal event. We just want people to connect.
Oh, great. So you really do have a lot of events going on, a lot of things happening, and really encourage connections among other Millspouse entrepreneurs. So really connect with you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, follow your website to stay up to date, because you really have a lot going on.
Yeah, we're staying busy over here. We're feeling really inspired about military spouses. If you can't tell, we love our military spouses. That's awesome.
Well, Elizabeth, who is your ideal Millspo Project partner to help you achieve the next phase of Millspo Project?
Yeah, so like Ashley mentioned, you know, 2018 is going to be a focus for us on advocacy and building out some key partner relationships. So we really are looking for partners who really understand the hearts of our military spouses. Not everyone understands quite the unique set of circumstances that military spouses face on a day-to-day basis. So I think in particular it's important that military partners that we have at Millspo Project in some sense understand military spouse life, or at least military adjacent. And then I think an advocate and a partner that is a good fit for Millspo Project is someone who really cares about women issues. 98% of our members are women, many of whom are mothers. So to understand that unique set of circumstances too, if military life wasn't enough, we have some crazy go-getter members in our group. So we really want to partner with people who understand what it's like to be a mother, try and run your business, and also sprinkle on military life on top of that.
So, Ashley, how can we at Army Wife Network help out?
Help us spread the word about Millspo Project. Tell the story of military spouse entrepreneurs and military spouse leaders. This is what moves our mission forward. We really are working on building out Millspo Project and spreading that message. We're working on an annual fund to help bring in more sponsors and donors, those partners that Elizabeth had mentioned, to help us continue to provide our members with these resources that we've discussed. anyone who is willing to either become a partner, spread the message, become a member, anyone in the fight to basically help combat unemployment, underemployment, and really show military spouses that they are able to thrive, please reach out to us. We would love to get you involved.
Great. I have one more question before we close this segment out. And maybe if both of you would share, that would be awesome. But it's kind of my own question just from listening to you and your passion for this. What is the most rewarding thing that you find about being part of MILSPO Project?
I can go first. This is Elizabeth here. I would say 100% seeing our members succeed, seeing military spouses succeed really revs my engine and makes me so excited and thrilled. I feel like empowered and blessed to be part of a community of women that really takes care of one another, especially in a climate today when that isn't always the case. I just feel really empowered by our membership. So that would probably be my favorite part.
And so this is Ashley. I would say for me, it's definitely that, but it's also being able to connect with people that are like-minded. I mean, yes, there are entrepreneurs out there, but a military spouse entrepreneurship is so specific, and to know that I'm not the only one starting, growing, succeeding in business, it's really such a powerful thing.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. I'd love to hear what people find rewarding in what they're doing. So thank you for sharing that with us. Well, Elizabeth, where can our listeners go to learn more about the MILSPO Project and to connect with y'all?
Yes, so you can go to www.milspoproject.org. You spell that M-I-L-S-P-O project.org. You can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at MILSPO Project. If you're interested in staying in touch with us, we do have a mailing list sign up. If you scroll to the bottom of our homepage, you can enter your email address there. Make sure to check out our live Instagram stories, and we do a spouse stories interview once a week on Facebook. So if you want to learn more about who our members are, that would definitely be a great place to start.
Oh, awesome. Well, Elizabeth and Ashley, thank you so much for being our guests this evening and for sharing with us about the MILSPO Project and your passion for it and why you believe that entrepreneurship is a unique answer to military spouse unemployment.
Oh my gosh, thanks so much for having us. It was such a great time to be here.
Thank you. Really was our pleasure.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening. And listeners, thank you for good night. Listeners, thank you for tuning in. Join us next week, Monday, October 2nd, 2017, when our featured guest will be best-selling author and nationally renowned social researcher Shanti Feldhahn, sharing with us about how to improve even the most difficult relationships through kindness.
And in the meantime, join us on armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors or follow along on any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team signing out.
Thank you for tuning into Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. And inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DoD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives.